from KQED.
Well, when Florida dropped its plans for a bullet train this week, it left California as the only state close to building a high-speed rail system. In fact, construction will begin on the middle leg of the route between L.A. and San Francisco as soon as next year in the Central Valley. Now, some are excited by the prospect of an economic boost from the project, but as Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports, others are hoping to derail the whole thing.
I asked Madera County Supervisor Frank Bigelow to drive me to the place where some of the first tracks will be laid. On the map, it's a town called Borden, but it's really just a patch of ground off Highway 99, about 2 miles south of the city of Madera.
As you can see, this is a really prime example of nothing in the middle of nowhere.
Wearing a starched white cowboy hat, Bigelow drives his red pickup around Borden. It began as a labor camp for Chinese rail workers in the late 1800s. Now there's not much here, an auto wrecking yard and a lot full of bright yellow tractors and backhoes for rent. California's High-Speed Rail Authority chose this site because it's easy to link with existing Amtrak lines. Federal funding guidelines require proof that these tracks could be used even if California's high-speed rail system never gets rolling. California has $5.5 billion to build the track from here in Borden to just north of Bakersfield. But laying tracks across the rest of the state, then buying the trains and getting the whole system running, all depends on more funding.
I'm very concerned that this doesn't pencil out. We don't know where the money's going to come from to fix our roads today.
In fact, some Central Valley congressmen think the high-speed rail project is so uncertain, they introduced legislation this week to redirect California's share of federal rail funds to upgrade Highway 99 instead. Bigelow says folks in rural California just don't see the point of the so-called bullet train.
Small towns, but big feelings. They love their way of life. They love that hometown feel. And having a train going through at 200 miles an hour, just going whoosh, doesn't seem like it's really exciting to me.
I want my high-speed train, high-speed train.
But high-speed rail is generating excitement about 10 miles away in Fresno. A coalition of city and county groups even sponsored an amateur video contest to celebrate what the rail could do for Fresno.
Make more jobs for the community. High-speed train, high-speed train. Go so fast you'll go insane.
The Central Valley is the only place where the train can actually reach the promised speeds of 220 miles an hour. It needs to go that fast to make the trip from San Francisco to L.A. in less than 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's a lot snappier than meandering by Amtrak or Greyhound bus.
And on passengers coming to Fresno, bus number 6286.
This dilapidated Greyhound station in downtown Fresno could be replaced with a high-speed rail depot.
You know, this could be the very first high-speed rail station in our country.
Mayor Ashley Swearingen envisions a state-of-the-art train station with bus connections to Yosemite and a boost to a region that's faced chronic unemployment.
There are literally tens of thousands of jobs projected for the construction itself. And then, of course, we know it's going to be a boost for our local economy in an ongoing way.
But some Central Valley farmers fear it will destroy their livelihood.
I was in favor of the high-speed rail. In fact, I voted for it. But I was assuming it would follow an existing corridor, I-5, the 99. This one does not. This cuts right through the middle of our property.
Helen Sullivan grows grapes, almonds, and walnuts on land her family's farmed for more than 3 generations. She and other farmers gathered for a training this week in Kings County about how to defend their property rights. Sullivan says even though the state rail authority plans to compensate landowners for laying track on their farms, there are other costs to consider.
There are drip systems involved. There are wells that are involved. You know, when your well is on the east side of the property, the rail cuts it right in half. How do you get water to the west side of the property?
Rail authority officials say they don't have all the answers yet, but they are planning to help drill wells, move power lines, and even help farmers upgrade old pipes. Some Central Valley leaders who've been working to court the rail project are tired of hearing farmers complain about high-speed rail.
We've had teams go to other countries
They've been to Spain. They've been to China. And everywhere they rode the system, they went through ag land.
Fresno County Supervisor Henry Perea co-chairs a coalition that's lobbying for a rail maintenance facility here.
And in some cases, we even saw the pictures where the train's shooting by and the cows, they don't even lift their heads. They're just grazing.
Perea's been hosting companies from China and Europe that want to bid on the rail project.
The bottom line is this. It is a major infrastructure project. The first leg of construction is 100% funded. It's going to begin in Fresno. So it's time to get beyond the academic discussion of whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, but it's time to get to work.
An environmental review process begins this spring to determine the exact route for this first leg of the high-speed rail system. Rail authority officials acknowledge they need to have more meetings with Central Valley residents to hear their concerns. Next week, the CEO of the Rail Authority will speak to farmers at a conference on the future of Central Valley agriculture. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.